Okay, on the top line, on Tezvav Amid Beis. Take a look. The top line on Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah in Machshirin. The Mishnah says, Gaben HaSufi, being someone left a baby on the steps of the police station. A shtuki, you know who the mother is, you don't know who the father is. The child asks, who is my father? So the mother says, don't ask any questions. She's mashtiki. And asufi means you're ma'asef and ashuk. You don't know the father, you don't know the mother. So the Mishnah here is talking about asufi in a city where the Jews and non-Jews, an integrated community where Jews and non-Jews live. So how do you establish whether the child is a Jew or non-Jew? So the Mishnah says, you go basarayim. Matzabatinik mushloch in the city and asufim. Rov ab de kachavim, ab de kachavim. It doesn't depend on the rove of the population, it depends on the rove of the women who are able to give birth to babies. You don't count the women over 65, you don't count the little girls under 8. You count the women who can possibly give birth to a baby. So rove of the kachavim, with respect to what? The mainav kemina rove of the kachavim. So the Gemara says, l'hachila nevelas. The Gemara has 10 lines before the end of the Perek by the tiny letter Gimel. My Hilchus, the Gemara, Amar Apapa, has a little letter Gimel, Lahachila Nevelus. You raise him as a non-Jew. You let non-Jewish family adopt him, and they're going to raise him as a goy, shite, and they'll give him non-kosher food. In Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, if most of the people in the city are Jewish, so you assume that the baby is Jewish. The My Hilchus, so you assume the baby is Jewish. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, the line after that Gimel, where it says, Amra Papa Lachila Nevelas, that Gimel. So the line after that, about 9 lines before the end of the parak, Rabbi Yisrael is Lamai Hilchasa, Amra Papa Lachasa Loy Aveda. Rabbi Yisrael is Yisrael, you're permitted and obligated to give him back the Shabbos Aveda. We're at about Benegeta Yuchsin, you can marry this, that you allow this person to get married, let's say it's a girl. You allow her to marry a Jewish boy, or it's a boy, you allow the boy to marry a Jewish girl. So the Gemara says, on the top, on the second line from the top of Tezvav and Medal, from Rabbi Yisrael Israel, with respect to what? Lo shana ma'alal ha'chayoso. If Rabbi the people, the likelihood is, the Rabbi of the women who can give birth to babies in the city, are Jewish, you assume the child is Jewish, that's only la'chayoso. What does it mean, la'chayoso? So Rashi translates me to give him tzedakah. How does the word l'hachayosa, mitzvah l'hachayosa? The Gemara says in Psochim that a ger toshav is a mitzvah l'hachayosa. What do you mean, to keep him alive? No, l'hachayosa means to give tzedakah. Why do you have such a funny expression? Mitzvah l'hachayosa means to give tzedakah, because it's Rashi says, Mishum v'chei achicha imach, the pasuk in Chumash that speaks about giving tzedakah uses that terminology, v'chei achicha imach. The Gemara says, if you took ribbis, it goes, if you took ribbis ketzutza, so it's a mitzvah to give back the ribbis ketzutza. The Gemara says, give back the ribbis ketzutza, so giving back the ribbis ketzutza is something like an inyan of tzedakah. So the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to say there's a mitzvah to give a person tzedakah, we use the lashon mitzvah l'hachayosu. Doesn't mean pikuach nefesh. It means to give tzedakah. So if Rav Yisrael, Yisrael means it's a mitzvah l'hachayoso. So the Gemara says, but aval yuchsin lo. But again, are you allowed to marry him? You go bus Rav say you're allowed to marry him. No, because you need trei rube. The Gemara said that was the chumer my loss of yuchsin. That with respect to getting married, you have to. It's not sufficient with the Rav Echad. That was the whole daf tezvav and aleph. The Gemara interpreted the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah Yud Dalet and Beis on the bottom. The Rabbi Yossi told over a story from earlier generations. The Rabbi Yechon, and Paskin, if you have a roif, you go bas a roif to declare that that the woman was not nivlo l'pasol psola. You go bas a roif to declare that a person is a muta love of the kohol. So there's a milo also biyuchsin. You need a double roif. A single roif is not enough. So let's go again. So the mitzvah and Mishnah has rov akum mezakum. The Mai Hilchasa, La Hachila Nevelus, you allow, if the government of the city is run by Jews, so they allow a non-Jewish family to adopt a child and raise him as a non-Jew, La Hachila Nevelus. You don't have to be choshish that maybe you're violating, maybe the kid is really Jewish. The Rav of the women in the city who can have babies are Nachrim, so you pack him based on Rav, this baby is a good. Rabbi saw Sala my Hilchasa. The Gemara says Lahachsaloy Aveda. The Gemara says 9 lines from the bottom of the parak. And higher up the Gemara says Lahachayosa, mitzvah to give mitzdoke. Avola Yuchsan Lo. Why Lo Yuchsan Lo? Because you need Trey Ruby. Min HaTorah Chad Ruby is enough. But my loss of Yuchsan, you need Trey Ruby. Fine. So what do you do? Let's say Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael. So you raise the child as a Jew. Let's say, what do you do if you don't have Trey Rube? What do you do if you don't have Trey Rube? What, let's say, what do you do if you have, let's say you do have Trey Rube. Let's say you do have Trey Rube. So you declare the child is Jewish, you don't have to convert him. You assume the child is Jewish. So who can he marry? He's going to be an Asufi. He's a Sufik Mamza. An Asufi is a Sufik Mamza. So if it be a Vade Mamza, you can marry a Mamzeris. Min HaTorah, Sufik Mamza can marry either a Kshera or a Mamzeris. The Sufik Mamza has the best of both worlds. But Midrabbanan, the Sufik Mamza has the worst of both worlds. He can't marry a Jewish girl, and he can't marry a Mamzeris. Maybe he's not a Mamzeris. He can't marry a Jewish girl, can't marry a Mamzeris. So who's he going to marry? He has no choice. He has to marry a Gioris. A mamzer is permitted to marry. The Gemara has a machloikas satanoim, with the kahal ger mikri kol. The pasuk says in Chumash, lo yav a mamzer b'kahal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So a Jewish girl means all Jewish girls, including Gioris, or no. Or let's say a mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish boy, b'kahal Hashem, Jewish boy. What if the Jewish boy is a ger? He's also Jewish. Is that Kahal Hashem? So that's a machlokes atanoim in the end of Kiddushin. There's a few different mesichtes, but the Kahal Gem Ikri Kohol, or Kahal Gem Lo Ikri Kohol. Who's machlokes Abiyun and Rabbi Yossi? Machlokes atanoim. So we pass from Kahal Gem Lo Ikri Kohol. So the Mamzer is permitted to marry a Ger or a Gioris. And a Kosher for sure is allowed to marry a Ger or a Gioris. So this person who's an Asufi, he's a Sufik Mamzer Midrabbana. We paskin is Jewish because Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael. You have a trade Rube, right? So everything is fine. So he's Jewish. But he's still a Sufik Mamzer. Still a Sufik Mamzer. So the Rambam writes, he can only marry a Gioris. Okay? So he marries the Gioris. Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael, and he marries the Gioris. So then the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Where is this in the Rambam? The other one. Perek Tezvav. Halacha Chafei, when the Rambam quotes it, let's see. The Rambam has an original Chiddush, which the Raivin is not happy about. The Rambam writes, Yeroy Ali. The Rambam doesn't have some of the original Chiddush. Usually the Rambam is quoting everything. I think they say they're less than 100 times. I think they say they're 98 times in the whole Rambam. You have to check with a computer. How many times did the Rambam say Yeroy Ali? So here's one of them. Yeroy Ali, in Perek Tezvav, and Hilchas Yisur, Halacha Chafei. Chav Zayin. Yeroyali, she called Medina. Medina means a big metropolis. Medina usually means a walled city. Okay. Call Medina. She yesh vashivcha oy akum haruya leleit. There are 20,000 women who can have babies. 19,999 are Jewish, and one woman is a shivcha or a nachris. And you have the Asufi. So the odds are 19,999 to 1. That this child is Jewish, because there's only one chance that it could be. But the Rambam, so you say, Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael, so he's Jewish and he's an Asufi, so he has to marry the Gioris. So he says, this child, whom we declared as Jewish based on the Rav, but there is a milut against him. Kol Medina, big metropolis, yesh b'shivcha ayakam haruya leilet, hol b'ho Asufi hanim tasham safik akam. Sofik Eved, because there's one woman who can give birth who's a Nochris, there's one woman who can give birth who's a Shivcha. Kesha Yisa HaGiores, Kemosha Biyar, he has to marry a Gioris, because he's an Asufi, Sofik Mamza. So the only woman he's allowed to marry, he can't marry Mamza. Minatari, a Sofik Mamza can marry either Mamzeris or a Kshera. And the Ramadan can marry neither, he cannot marry a Kshera or a Mamzeris. So how's he going to get married? He marries a Gioris, because that's, we pass on like that Tana, that Kalgam Loyik we call. So the Rambam is kishayisa hagiyoris, when he gets married to the giyoris, kemoshe biyana harezu sofik eshesish, v'habo aleho potur, he won't be chayv misa, she'ein horgim ala sofik. Even though you go basarayv, but you don't go basar, he's talking about ruba de isa kamon, counting up how many women there are in the city. You cannot follow aruba de isa kamon in order to give the death penalty. So the Ravid says, what in the world is he talking about? Because of Haravid Zal, Matsasi, I can't read. He says it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that you do. He says, my Gemara Sanhedrin, it says against the Rambam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin had a discussion. There's a pasuk that says v'hitzila hu'edah. It says v'shafta hu'edah v'hitzila hu'edah. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin established that. How do you know that you need a Sanhedrin of 23 to be done a case of din nefashos? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says by the miraglim. There were 12 miraglim, and two of them gave a good report. Kalev and Yeshua. And 10 gave a bad report. So the Rabbanim said, Amata an Masay la Eda Hara Hazos. The Rabbanim used the expression Eda, he was speaking about the 10 bad miraglim. So the Mishnah establishes that the word Eda has the connotation a minimum of 10 people. And it says, V'shoftahu Eda, V'hitzilahu Eda. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah said, and it says, V'shoftahu Eda has the connotation, you have to have the ability that 10 Dayanim will say that he's Chayim. So V'shoftahu means L'chumra. V'hitzilahu Eda means you have to have the possibility that 10 Dayanim should say that he's Potter from Misa. So you have to have a Sanhedrin for Dinin Nefashos has to have a minimum of 20 Dayanim. 10 have to be able to say Chayim Misa, 10 have to be able to say Potter from Misa. But you're not going to be stalemate if it's 10 against 10. So you have to have Ein Bezen Shokol, so you have to add out another one. So if you have 11 to 10, it depends which direction did the 11 say. So if the 11 say Potter, he only has a slimmer over of 1, 11 to 1. So if the 11 say Potter, 10 say Chayim, that's legitimate. So he's Potter. If the 11 says Chayim and 10 say Potter, so the Mishnah says you can't give the death penalty based on a Roiv. We don't have, like the Goyim in our country have, the jury has to have a unanimous vote. So in Halacha, we don't want a unanimous vote. We're happy when it's a Roiv. But if you only have a Roiv of Echad, the slim roif of only Echad, 11 say Chayim Misa, 10 say Potter. So the Mishnah understands the pasuk, Lo si acheram leroyes. Says acheram lehatas, follow the majority opinion. Lo si achere rabim leroyes. You shouldn't follow a roif in order to give the death penalty. What do you mean you don't follow a roif? You have to have a unanimous vote. No, we just said the pasuk, v'shofta hu'eda v'tzila hu'eda. You have to have the ability of having 10 say Chayim Misa and 10 say Potter from Misa. So you have, it's not going to be unanimous. 10 say Pata from Isa. But you have to have a Hachroah. So Hachroah of 1 is only sufficient. If it's 11 to 10, that's only good to Pata from Isa. But L'siach Ram L'Roz, don't follow a slim Roiv. A Roiv of Echad is not acceptable L'chayv Misa. So you have to have a Roiv of Shnai. So you have to have a Sanhedrin, has to have a minimum of 22 people. So where do you get 23? So the Mishnah says, no, that's another rule. You have another pasuk. You learn that. Ein bezen shokol. It's not a smart idea to have an even number of dayanim in any bezen. You have to have always an odd number, so you'll never be able to have a tie. So that's how they established that you need a bezen of 23. So the Gemara understood, the Mishnah understood the pasuk v'hitzilahu eda. You have to have the ability of 10 dayanim. Eda has the connotation of 10. V'shafta means they say chayiv misa, judging a shofet. And v'hitzila means they say that he's potter from Misa. So the Gemara understands also in v'hitzila hu'edo that the bezin should always bend over backwards in order to acquit. We give the fellow a break. We always try to give him a break. And dini mominus, you don't say v'hitzila hu'edo. You don't bend over backwards to give him a break. It's a dinter between Reuben and Shimon. So you've got to bend over backwards for him. So it's going to be unfair to the other guys. And dini mominus, you just judge. But in Malkus and Misa, there is no tzadche keneged. There's no one fighting with the other guy. It's the question, why is Dina Nefashis? if you have a ratzeach, and the goel adam comes to kill the ratzeach, so why shouldn't you? The Gemara raises the issue. Why shouldn't you consider that like a dintar between two people? It should be considered chayvsei the goel adam. Why do you bend over backwards for the ratzeach to try to acquit him? But it's a dintar ben adam lachaver. The goel adam is coming to collect on behalf of his relative who was just murdered by this guy. So you still say that? No. You don't say like that. Okay. You don't say chayvsei the goel adam. So indeed in the Foshes, we always try to bend over backwards. So the Mishnah, Echadir Mamanis, lists off Asara Chilukim Shebei Mamanis in the Nefashis. Where's that? Daflamet Besam and Aleph and Sanhedrin. There are 10 differences between Maman and Foshes. So the first difference is Mamanis is sufficient at Beznav Shloisha. If you want, you can have Beznav 23, but it'll take forever. Everyone will voice their opinion that the Torah will take forever. But it's enough at Beznav 3. Indeed in the Foshes, you must have a Beznav 23. So that's the first difference. And then the other 9 differences are based on the concept of Hitzil Hu'ed, that we bend over backwards. Fine. So the Mishnah lists off all the deal. So the Gemara...
Why don't we also have the same Joshua by Shaftu Ha'idah? Their responsibility for Mechayah.
Good question. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. So the Gemara understands, maybe this will be the answer, but it's still going to be, even after I'm going to give the answer, it's still going to be a good question. So the Gemara also understands v'hitzila ha'edo that the midas shatar nedreshes behem are different when it comes to din and nefashes. Do we ever find that the midas shatar nedreshes behem are different? So in kochim we know the kochim you say ein lemeidim lamid ben alamid. In kol ha'tarakula, let's say you learn that B is learned that from A through a hekesh or zereshave or whatever. However. Then you want to extend it, there's a hekesh to Xavishava to learn from B to C. So that's legitimate. In Kol HaTarukul, that's called Lemeidim Lomid Men Alomid. The Rishami quotes that this was a machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, with Lemeidim Lomid Men Alomid in Kol HaTarukul. The Bavli never quotes that. The Bavli has a whole sugi, a few dafim gemara in Ezel Mekoyman. Then in Kol HaTarukul, Lemeidim Lomid Men Alomid. You can learn C from B, even though B was only learned that from A. The din can go weiter. In Kochim, the midas shatar nedreshes behem are different. Ein lemeidim lamin men alamin. The Gemara has also another klal that it says when you bring a korban chatos, you have to do lechatchila 4 zrikas on the 4 karnas hamizbeach. But b'dieved, not all the 4 are miyakev. How come they're not miyakev? So the Gemara says because you have to have shir olav akosav liyakev. If it only says it once, so you have the right to assume it's only lachatchila, unless it's repeated. If it says it a second time, then it'll be miyake. So Tosis writes in the beginning of Zvachim and Avdala that requirement for shino lavakosu liyake, if that's only a special midah in kochim, doesn't apply in kol haterakula. The Rav Achreinim who disagree with Tosis, the Chazanish is one of them, and the Mishnah Achreinah, Mishnah is Negoim, also disagrees with the Tosis. But at least, for sure, Lamin Ben Alamin, that's a Beferish Gemara. That the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashi Spam are slightly different in the area of Kochim. It's a different category. Kochim has different rules. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Din in the Foshes has different rules also. If there's a toss-up, had a darsh in the Pasuk, so we'll always be Noita L'Hokal. If there are two ways to read the Pasuk, and it's an issue of Din in the Foshes, an issue of Malkus, so he loves go to hakol based on the pasuk v'hitzila hu'edu. So you asked a good question. Why do you say bend over backwards to acquit him? Why don't you say shaft hu'edu should bend over backwards to give him the death penalty? So the answer is no, because we always darshan l'hakel. V'hitzila hu'edu tells you to darshan l'hakel, but you're still asking, how do you know? How do you know to say v'hitzila hu'edu? It's still a good question. I don't know, but that's how the Gemara says v'hitzila hu'edu teaches us that the midrash atar and adresh spam are different when it comes to dealing with Foshet. Now, what way is it different? So it probably means like this. There are more rights in Yeridei Chela Gimel, in Hilchus Hayroa Sisa Behedim. You have Hilchus Talmud Torah, then you have Hilchus Talmid HaChachamim, then you have a whole statement about Hayroa Sisa Behedim, how to pass Kanshah. So the Ramah says that a Talmud Chochem has a right if a person is taka knowledgeable. Not everybody who has smicha is a Talmud Chochem. So if a person is really Chacham Shigir Lora knows how to paskin. He has a right to paskin based on his intuition, even though he doesn't have any rayas, even though he only has a slight netiyas hadas. He can see this side, he can see the other side. He thinks it makes a little more sense this way. He has a right to be mekel on an issue deraisa. If one is a chochm shigil ha'irah, he can be mekel on an issue deraisa based on a slight nitiyas hadas. So that's what the Gemara says. When it comes to din and nefashos, you have no right. You have no right to be machmer based on a slight nitiyas hadas. We say the hitzilu eid. A lot of times you have a toss-up how to read the pasuk, and we say lechumra, we do give him the death penalty, because it's so much more mistabit, the darshan lechumra, than lekula. But if it's a slight than tias hadas, it makes a little more sense to say lechumra, than lekula. Then the hitzilu eidah steps in and says, no, in order to darshan a pasuk lechumra, you have to have a strong feeling. It's a very strong tias hadas, that the pasuk means lechumra, and you can't be machmer to give it in the fashion based on a slight tias hadas. Fine. So there is a rule of the Hitzilu Ho'edo. Hitzilu Ho'edo is the basis for the 9 differences between Mamadis and Nefashos. The first difference of Bezna 3 versus Bezna 23 has nothing to do with Hitzilu Ho'edo. But the other 9 are based on the Hitzilu Ho'edo. It doesn't apply to Dinim Mamadis, because always it's such a keneged. So if you're going to be bending over backwards in favor of Reuven, so it's going to be unfair to Shimon. So you have to just pass on the Din, you don't bend over in any direction. But indeed in the first and Dini Malkus, there is no Tzadchik and Eged. So there you bend over backwards and you have all the 9 differences. So the 9 differences are procedural differences. Poschem l'schus, ram alamed schus ein echozem alamed chav, ram alamed chav echozem alamed schus. These are procedural differences. But this, v'itzilu ho'eda, the Gemara says, tells you when you're dashening the psukim, not in the way the bezna functions, where they proceed, the way they run the proceedings of the bezin. When you darshan a psukim, you should always darshan lahokel, unless you have a strong netiyas hadas, that it's really mashma lahachm. So now the Gemara raises the question, does it make sense to administer din nefashos based on a roif? The roif says that the probability is that it's probably like this, but that we know that there's a possibility that it's not so. So maybe we should say the hitzila hu'edah, maybe roif shouldn't be good to ascertain the facts of the case. Roif is good if you have a vote of 20, you have a vote of 13 to 10, then the pasuk says you give him the death penalty. You do go basa roif. What if it's not a roif in the bezn, a split vote in the bezn? It's a roif to ascertain what the facts of the case are. Do you have the right to go basa roif? After all, it says v'hitzilu ho'edah. So the Gemara says yes, you do, despite the fact that it says v'hitzilu ho'edah. And we always try to bend over backwards, but roiv is acceptable. How do you know? So the Gemara has 2 examples. That's what the Ravid is quoting, that Gemara. My Gemara Sanhedrin says you do follow roiv to give din in the fashion. Where is the Gemara? The Gemara is the beginning of Perek Ben Sira. So the Gemara has 2 cases. One case is there's an institution at Ben Sira. This Gemara is in Perek Ben Sira. So the Gemara has a din. Betzaramar means the child stole money from his father and he took the money. One Tana holds father and his mother. Okay, whatever. He stole money from his father. Then he goes and he hangs out with a bunch of gangsters and he eats steaks and he drinks Italian wine, Yain Hoitalki, and real improper activities. And the kid is going to grow up to be a juvenile delinquent. So we kill him now. We kill him now. Yom Zakaba Yom Eschai. So the shaila is, how old is the kid and how old are the parents? Bein sarer mareh. So let's say the parents are 85 and the kid is 65. That's called a kid. He's 65 and he stole money from his father and he eats basar v'yayin with a bunch of gangsters. So the Mishnah says, no, the whole window of opportunity to become a ben sarer mareh, I can't become ben sarer mareh before your bar mitzvah. You don't punish a child. You don't punish a kohen. So it only begins after bar mitzvah, and it's only the first 3 months of his adult career. He can't be a ben sarer mareh after the first 3 months. Where did that come from? So the Gemara has a drasha, ki elish bein sarer mareh, bein v'loy av. Only if he's a child. If he's already a father, then there's no din. His father's 85 years old, and he's 65 years old. He's already a grandfather. He could be a great-grandfather, maybe at 65. So if he's already a father, the din doesn't apply. Then the Gemara says, not only if he already is a father, if theoretically he could have been a father. At the age of, some people get married at 18, 19. So 18, 19, he already could have been a father. Theoretically, the kid could have gotten married at the age of 13. He can't get married before 13. He could have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah. And his wife could become pregnant right away. So theoretically, 9 months after the bar mitzvah, theoretically, he could have already been a father. Then the Gemara says, not only 9 months, it says, v'hitzilehu eidah, you should always bend over backwards to darshan nefsukim v'hokel. So when it's already going to be hukar, ubro, a woman is the normal pregnancy, the Tanoim assume that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. And if a baby is born in the 8th month, you have to ascertain, is it a post-mature 7 month pregnancy, so it's going to be a healthy baby, or is it a premature 9 month pregnancy and it's going to be a nafel, and you have to wait till age 20 to establish that the nafel is a bar kayoma, that he's alive. If you have a baby is born in the 8th month, so if it's nigmar, if he has hair growing and he has fingernails, obviously it's a post-mature 7 month pregnancy. In Shulchan Aruch they say they don't know what the Gemara was talking about. There is no such thing as a 7 month pregnancy. The Rishonim say, we don't know what this means. By us, we only know of a 9 month pregnancy. But somehow that's what the Gemara talks about. A 7 month pregnancy is normal, a 9 month pregnancy is normal. An 8th month is either post-mature 7 month or premature 9 month. And you can tell whether Nigma, if he has fingernails and he has hair or developed the rest, obviously he's a post-mature baby. And if the hair and the fingernails are not sufficient, and it's a premature, you can tell whether it's a premature baby or post-mature baby. So the Gemara has, you're bending over backwards here, Bein v'loy av, the din of the tzermar doesn't apply if the Bein is already a father. And not only if he already is a father, theoretically he could have been a father. He could have been a father at the age of 20, okay. And he could have been theoretically a father at the age of 14. If he would have gotten married to David's bar mitzvah, so 9 months later he could have been a father. Then the Gemara chisels it down further. He always darshan lahakel. He bend over backwards to darshan lahakel. So the Gemara says, a normal pregnancy is 9 months, and it'll be hukar ugra ubra bishlish yameo, 1/3 into the pregnancy, 3 months into the pregnancy, it'll be hukar ubra. So the bar mitzvah bocher, who's 3 months after his bar mitzvah, is already considered bein v'loha roi l'krosawav. When it's already hukar ubra, you can already call the boy, the father, the husband, you can already call him a father, because hukar ubra. So that's how the Mishnah arrived at this conclusion that Kol Yomav Shev Ben Tzermar is only 3 months. You can't be a Ben Tzermar before Bar Mitzvah, because Akotan Zalab Baronchin. And you can't be a Ben Tzermar after 3 months after the Bar Mitzvah, because it's already theoretically Roy Lakros Awav. So the Gemara Frek Takashe, when you're establishing the Din, that Ben Veloha Roy Lakros Awav, so why do you only consider the possibility of a 9 month pregnancy? Why don't you say, V'hitzilehu eidah, bend over backwards and darshan the pasuk based on the miut. Miut women, and the Tanoim claim, miut women have a 7 month pregnancy. And if a vlad will be hukar ubro bishlish yameho, so the Gemara says it won't take 3 months, it'll take 2 months and 10 days. If it's a 7 month pregnancy, so 2 months and 10 days is already shlish yameho. So why does the Mishnah say that Kol Yomav Shed Ben Tzermar is only 3 months between Bar Mitzvah and 3 months after Bar Mitzvah? Should only be 2 months and 10 days. So the Gemara says, you go Basaroy. So the Gemara says, you go Basaroy, but you have a Pasuk, V'yitzilehu eidah, don't you have to bend over backwards when you're darshaning Psukim and dinin nefoshes? The Gemara says, yeah, but that is still, there's a rule that you always darshan Psukim, when you're darshaning Psukim, you always darshan based on the Roiv. So that rule takes precedence over this rule. True, you bend over backwards, and darshan psukim and din nefesh is always lahakel, but the other rule that you always darshan psukim based on right, that's strong. That's around Ramban in the beginning of Brachas writes about that. That why is the sosman kriyashma is when the bnei malachim are waking up? How many bnei malachim are there in the whole Bible? How many multimillionaires are there who sleep till 10:30? Normal people go to work in the morning. They have to raise their children. Everybody wakes up early. Well, what's up is Shekein Darach B'nei Melochim, they wake up Shol Shoaz Bayom. And then there's Manim. The earliest man is also Shiakas Chaveru. That's very early. Today a lot of people go to work then, so they do wake up then. But Rambat said Shiakas Chaveru is also Kuki. That should be the Zman Kriyishma. And Shol Shoaz Bayom and all is Manim. It doesn't really correspond to when normal people are waking up. So the Ramban says yes, that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the rule is you always darshan psukim according to the Rav Bnei Adam, what the Rav is, But over here it's different because it says b'shach b'cha u'b'kumecha in the singular. So here the pasuk tells you go out of your way to establish the zmane kriya shma shachris v'ariz based on the miut, not based on the rav. So that's why it's mishiyaka shavero. Hardly anybody's waking up so early. Today people, we have electric lights. So you wake up whenever your alarm goes off. Whenever the radio wakes you up, that's when you wake up, you set the radio. So by us, nothing corresponds to when the sun is shining, when the sun is not shining, nothing corresponds. But years ago, when they didn't have electric lights, when it's Man Matan Torah, so that only me and Bnei Adam would be waking up so early, Mishiyakar is Chaver, and only me and Bnei Adam would be sleeping so late till Shol Shoz Bayam. So Rabban says, yeah, since the Pasuk says in the singular, B'shoch B'cho B'kum Echo, so the Pasuk tells you over here, you go Basa Miyot Bnei Adam, not Basa Roy. So the Imam Sanhedrin says that cloud that you darshim psukim based on Roiv takes precedence over the other cloud of Hitzilu Eda, that you always bend over backwards, you darshim psukim based on Roiv. So the Ravid says on the Ramah, you see, you do follow Roiv when it comes to Dina Nefoshes. Then the Gemara says, and I'll prove it from another din, not only from the 7 month pregnancy in the Mitzvah Mar, it's till 3 months, it should have been 2 months and 10 days, I'll prove from another din. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Let's say two witnesses come and they tell a murder took place. The Bezdin asks him, when did the murder occur? He says, it was on the 6th of Nisan. The other guy says, it was on the 7th of Nisan. So that's a major discrepancy. So you should throw them out when the Yadin contradict each other. He said, it happened on Wednesday. Happened on Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. They both say the same thing. Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they ask him, what month? Nisan. What day of the month? He says, the 6th. He says, the 7th. So there's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Rav Bnei Adam don't remember when Rosh Chodesh was. Not everybody davens in shul. And everybody attends bench Rosh Chodesh. There is a mocker in Yerushalmi for Rosh Chodesh benching on Shabbos. But the Babli doesn't mention such a fact. We don't know in the days of the Tanaim whether they had it. So the Gemara says, after the 15th of the month, then everybody will already, after the full moon, then Mistama, all the people will know what the date is in the month. But the first half of the month, a lot of people will make a mistake. So since Roy Bnei Adam will make a mistake, so if one says it happened on the 6th, one says it happened on the 7th, you don't consider that a contradiction. Or let's say, Bisman is everybody has a watch. You don't have a watch, so there's a clock on the bank, there used to be a clock on the wall. The clock's all over the place. If you don't have a watch, someone else has a watch. So you'll know what time it is. So Bismana Gemara, Bismana Tanakh, people didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks, although they had sundials, but not everybody knew what time it was. So if one of the witnesses says it occurred at 9:30 in the morning, the other guy says 10:30 in the morning, that's not a contradiction. So the Mishnah says not a contradiction, because Adam Toya Bishachas, because a lot of people would make a mistake. 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever, people would make a mistake. So since Rav Bnei Adam would make a mistake, you might be off for an hour. You're not going to make a mistake. He's going to say it happened 10 o'clock in the morning. He's going to say it happened 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's quite a contradiction. So that everybody knows, even Bisman Matan Torah. So the Gemara says, since Rav Bnei Adam makes mistakes, so we say the Chachamim established the din, how meduyuk do the Edom have to be? So the Edom say within an hour, that's good enough. The Bezdin asks 7 questions. Beize Shor, Beize Yom Bashavua, Beize Chodesh. Then they say, Beize Shor, what time was it? So if they say, he says 9 o'clock, he says 10 o'clock, they weren't so medactic that you have to give the precise time. Because Rav Bnei Adam in the days of the Gemara didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks available. So since Rav Bnei Adam make a mistake, so that's how the Chachamim were kaveh. They establish a din, the Edom have to give the information, Beis HaShoah, within the range of an hour. And the same thing, what day of the month? You have to say what day of the month, within a range of a day. If you're a day off, that's good enough, because Rav Bnei Adam make a mistake, Rav Bnei Adam HaToy Bibura Diyarcha, they don't remember whether the previous month had 29 days, 30 days, when was Rosh Chodesh? So since Rav Bnei Adam make a mistake, so that's the Gemara that the Ravid is quoting. The Gemara says, Beferish, that you go Basarayif to give din in the Foshas.
Yes, we already mentioned about Kriya Shema, that we go up to the Yachid. So even in the time of the Matan Torah, when they were relying on the sun to wake up, there's always a feeling we wake up at random times throughout the day. Even if someone would wake up in the middle of the night, someone would wake up in the middle of the day. So according to Ramban's logic, shouldn't we say that they can say Kriyat Shema anytime of day?
So the Tanaim say no. It depends. I have the night shifts. I sleep in the daytime and I work at night in the post office, whatever, on yeshiva, whatever it happens to be. So that the Tanaim say no. Doesn't depend on me. Now, how does it depend? So that you go, basar, you should have gone basar, Raiv bin Yodam, I go on to sleep. So the Gemara says, you do go basar, you don't go basar each and every individual person. You go basar, Raiv bin Yodam, you don't go basar the Raiv, you go basar the Miut group. The B'nai Malachim are a small group. So you have the earliest you can say, Kriyashma is Mishakos Chavera, even though hardly anybody's waking up then. And the latest thing is the Kriya Shema is because of the small group of the B'nai Malach.
The small group now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to establish one Zman for everybody. We don't say it's anarchy. It's not subjective. Each and every individual person, when he personally is going to sleep, when he personally waking up, we're going to establish Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. That's how the Mishnah says. And then when is it Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima? That's established when Miut Ben Yodam are waking up and going to sleep. So these two dinim in the Gemara, that you go basar up to give dinim the foshas, the Rabbi is quoting that this contradicts the Rambam. So what's the answer on this? So Ramosha Soloveitchik pointed out, Soloveitchik said over from his father, and the Rogachova has a safe on the Rambam that's called Tzofnas Paneach. His name was Yosef. And Parah called Yosef Tzofnas Paneach because he was, what does it mean, Lefaneach? Lefaneach Tzvunas to discover secrets and hidden things. So Yosef was able to figure out, based on the dream, what's going to be in the future. And the Rogachova felt that he was a genius. He knew he was a big genius. And he was able to figure out the hidden secrets in the Rambam. So he called the Sefer Tzofnas Paneach because his name was Yosef Rosen. So the Tzofnas Paneach has a very short paragraph. He answers all the kashas. So he says, these two Gemaras, that the Zman of the Ben Sora Mor is only 3 months, because he established the Roy Lekrosawa based on Roy Ben Yodam. If you would have established based on Miyad Ben, it would have only been 2 months and 10 days. You're not talking about ascertaining facts of the case. We're not interested in determining the kid was just bar mitzvah, and it's 2 months and 20 days after his bar mitzvah, so we're discussing, is he chayiv misa for being a Ben Sora Mor? So we're trying to guess, what kind of a girl is he going to marry? Is he going to marry a girl who's going to have a baby after 9 months, 7 months? No. We're trying to start, maybe he'll never get married. If we're going to kill him now, for sure he's never going to get married. We're going to give him a death penalty because of Ben Saramai. Never going to get married. We're just establishing darshaning a pasuk. How do you establish the halach? So the Gemara says, you go basaroi to establish the kviyas hadrasha. The drasha, bein b'loi av, bein b'loi haroi l'kroso av, haroi l'kroso av is when it's ukarubro. So you go basarayv to establish that. It's not like Kriya Shema that it says in the singular. Pshach b'chov kamecha. It doesn't say either over here. So darshan psukim, you always darshan based on it. The same thing, the Tanoim saw that there is Sheva Chakira. So you have to ask Beis HaMokom. And then the other six are Beis HaZman. So they say, what year did it happen? What month did it happen? What day of the month? So what day of the month, we're not so medaktik, has to be the exact day. One of them says the 6th of the month, one of them says the 7th. We assume someone made a mistake over here. Because they both said that it happened on Wednesday, 9 o'clock in the morning, and listen. So they're both saying Wednesday. Either Wednesday was the 6th or the 7th. We look in the calendar, we know what it is. But we ask them, don't look in the calendar, tell us what day of the month. So one says the 6th, one says the 7th. So since we know that Roy Ben Yodam can make a mistake, in which day of the month people make a mistake, Bibur Diyarcha, so the Chachamim in the first place were never mechayv that you have to give so much information. They were kaveya the din, a beis hayom, within a range of a day. And the same thing, beis hashoah. Normal people who don't have a watch, don't have a clock available. It's easy for them to make a mistake, to be an hour or 2 hours off. The Gemara has a whole discussion, how far off are you? One says 9 o'clock, one says 10 o'clock. How far off are they? So since Odom Toya, B'sho'achas, or B'shteisho'as, whatever. So the Chachamim, when they were Kaveya, this Drisha B'chakira, the Drisha, Beis HaShoah, when they were Kaveya the Din, they said within a range of an hour. If he said within a range of an hour, that's good enough. So that's not the same as over here. The Rambam is saying we're trying to ascertain what the facts of the case are. The facts of the case are, the Rambam says you don't give Din in the Foshas based on a Rav. But if you're not astaining, you're not trying to mimvar the why, because the pasuk says al pishnei edim al pishloish edim yumas amins. You have to have davke edim to ascertain what the facts are. Anything less than edim is no good. So if you have ed echad, that's not sufficient. The chumash says al pishnei edim al pishloish edim yumas amins. Lo yumas al pi ed echad. Anything less than two or three edim is no good. So less is ed echad is less, and roiv is less. So the Rambam got it from the pasuk. To ascertain the facts, you need davke two edim or better. Eid echad is no good, so roiv is also no good. Ibe the Gemara says you do go basa roiv. The klal that you darshim psukim based on roiv supersedes the klal of eitzila. Yeah, that darshinik psukim. That's midrash hataran adreshes bam. So we know that even the foshes, the midrash hataran adreshes bam are slightly different from a kol targul. Like in kochim, the midras are slightly different, but still. This midah that Yadashim Sukkim based on Rav, this remains. So the Ezer Shor, and the Ezer Yom, and the Bein of Aloha Rav, the Kros Awav, your Kovei Halacha is based on the Rav. So that's not a Kasha. The Kasha is the Gemara there in Sanhedrin has another example. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Nida that if the girl is younger than 3 years old, then be also be her. And if the boy is younger than 9 years old, then be also be her. So the Ma'an Nafkemina. So let's say the girl is 5 years old, and her father married her off, a crazy father. The father married his daughter off at the age of five. His man is there, they would put him in jail for endangering the welfare of a minor. It's against the law to marry off young children in America. But with Zman HaTanach, everything was different. So the father can marry off his daughter at a very young age. So if, let's say, someone is mezana with his five-year-old girl, so the girl is not chay misa, she's a ktana, she's a labasanshin. The man, if the man who is baalev is a gadol, so he'll be chay misa. So the Gemara asks a question in the sugya. There is the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, first Mishnah in Yevamos, says, Pashim Shah, that if a man marries a girl, she turns out to be an islandess, so it's kiddushit tois. Because normal people get married in order to have children. So if a man marries a girl, she turns out to be an akara. Akara means that there's some hormone imbalance or some kind of a problem. Sometimes it can be treated medically, and sometimes not. A lot of people, akav akara, that's a different thing. That's not a kiddushin tois. But if the girl turns out to be an islandess means the whole body doesn't grow normally. The whole body doesn't grow normally. There is simani islandess. It's simani soris, and not the same as an ochre. An ochre is a hormone imbalance. It's a problem. You can't have children. Sometimes the doctors can deal with it. Sometimes they can't help. But a soris, there's nothing you can do. A soris, the whole body is built, wired differently. So the Gemara says, how can you give me I was mezana with the five-year-old Eshesish. How can you give me the death penalty? The girl is only 5 years old. Maybe when she reaches the age of 20, we'll come to the realization the girl is an islandess. If she'll be an islandess, then the first Mishnah in Yevamos says that that's a kiddush tois. Pasha pshat, you don't even need a get midrabbanim. That's a machlokes on the first daf, on the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah assumes that an islandess is kiddush tois, so there's no need for a get min haTorah. Like we had the Mishnah later. If a boy marries a girl, and there's major mum that he wasn't aware of, so that's mamish kiddush tois, you don't even need a get. And then if it's not such a major mum, so then you need a get, maybe midirabbanan, maybe misofek. But if it's a major, this is considered a major mum. The girl is an islandist, it's not a major mum. So the pashta says you don't even need a get min haTorah. And the question in the Rishonim, maybe you don't even need a get midirabbanan. So the Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah Nida say that if the girl is older than three, be also be? So if someone is mezana with the girl, she happens to be an Eishes Ish, he'll get the death penalty. She may turn out to be an islandess and it'll be Kiddushin Tois. So you have no right to give him the death penalty. So you wait till the girl reaches 20. No, you give him the death penalty right away. So the Gemara says, you see that you go Basar Roy. This is all the same sugya. You go Basar Roy by the Ben Sora Mora. This is the whole sugya Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Samach Tes Amid Aleph. And then Samach Tes on the base. So the Gemara says, you see that you go Basar Roiv indeed in the Foshes. There, that's not, you're not following Roiv by the island story. You're not following Roiv to Darshan Aposik, to be Kaveh what Allah is. Then you follow her up to ascertain what the effects of the case are. Is the girl an islandess? Is she not an islandess? So that's beferish in the Gemara, that you go basarav to give din nefashah. So the first two things, the Rav just says the Gemara Sanhedrin is against the Ram. So which part of the Gemara is against the Ram? So the first two cases from the Ben Soremar, the 3 months, and Be'ez HaShoah, Be'ez HaYom, that's not really contradicting the Ram. That's in Kliyas HaLochas. The HaLochas is always Nikva based on the Ram. But this one by the islandess, this is a stark kasha on the Rambam. So how can one give a teretz? So first, the Tzoftan Spanech has, the first two cases are not shver. That's Kriyas Adin. Then he says the next case by the islandess is also not shver. Why? The Gemara has in other places, what piece of information are you trying to ascertain? So a girl is born, when a baby is born, that's by birth. Either she'll be an islandess or she'll be a healthy girl. So that's a dabish al mitzius. To ascertain whether a woman is an eshes ish, or to ascertain whether someone is Jewish, a woman doesn't become an eshes ish by herself. You have to have a maisa there. To become Jewish, you have to have a maisa. Someone had to have converted. If I'm a ger, my gerus made me Jewish. If my mother was a gerus, you don't say there are two kinds of Jews, like there are two kinds of citizens. You're born in America, you're a citizen, then you have a naturalized citizen. He moved to America after you're born, become a citizen. So we usually assume two kinds of Jews. He's born Jewish. His mother was Jewish, he's born Jewish. Then you have a ger. So it's not accurate. It is accurate. A mamzer is allowed to marry a ger or a georis only if they themselves want a geir. But the truth of the matter is that everybody who's Jewish became Jewish because of a maisa geris. Either my maisa geris or my mother's maisa geris or my mother's mother, my mother's mother's mother. Well, there was a geris at Maimon HaSina. Everybody had to have a geris. Everyone who's Jewish became Jewish because of a maisa geris. Either their own or one of their ancestors' maisa geris. So apparently the Rambam distinguishes that when do you learn out from the pasuk, al pi shnayim mishlosh ha'edim yumas ha'meis lo yumas al pi eid achot, you can't administer din in the nefashos based on anything less than shnei eidim, and roiv is less than shnei eidim. That's if you have to be mevarer that a maisa happened. He wanted to be mevarer. Is the woman Jewish? Is the boy Jewish? Let's say this asufi was a boy and he married a Jewish girl. He married a gioris, and you want to know, is the asufi Jewish or not? So we paskin based on a roiv, based on a trei rubei, we paskin that he is Jewish. So the Rambam says, but that's a roiv. A roiv is not enough to give din in the nefashos if you're trying to ascertain the facts of the case that a maisa occurred. To establish that a girl is not an islandess, that's a dovish al metzias. That's a dovish al metzias. So there, roiv will work even in the case of din in the nefashos. But to establish that a maisa occurred based on a roiv, so that the Rambam holds that down. That pasuk that says you need dafke, shnei eidim, you need two eidim to say that he murdered. That's on the maisa ritzicha. You need two eidim to say that he was mechal Shabbos. So whenever you want to be mevarer a maisa, you have to have two eidim or better. Anything less than that is no good. But if you just want to be mevarer, an inyan shel hakara, just a dovish al metzias that is not based on a maisa, so then the Rambam admits, that's the beferish gemara, to establish that the girl is not an islandess, you would go basarayv. So the Raga Chavi writes this, the second step. But then you still have a difficulty. There is a Gemara in the end of Kiddushin that says, Sok lebesorfim ala chazakas, that you can give the death penalty based on a ruba delesa kamon. What's a chazaka? The word chazaka has six different meanings. So in this context, it means a ruba delesa kamon. What's a ruba delesa kamon? A couple moves into town, and they're living together, kederach ish v'yishto. We don't know if they ever got married. Maybe they never had chuppah v'kiddushin. Maybe it's a pani or a pnuya, and they were never married. But they come to town, and they introduce themselves, Mr. and Mrs. Shechtosh, and they make believe that they're married. And they're going through this pantomime for a month, for 30 days. So the Gemara says, if they live like that for 30 days, Mr. and Mrs. Shechter, so we assume that they're married. And if someone else is going to be mezana with the eish hashish, they're going to get the death penalty because Sokol and Mesar from Malach HaZokah. HaZokah is a Rubid Laisa Kamon. We would rely on the Roiv to administer Dinan Fosha. So does not Gemara contradict the Rambam? Sokol and Mesar from Malach HaZokah. So one could perhaps distinguish, the Shev Shmaitzer distinguishes between a Ruba de Issa Kamon as opposed to a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. You have an Asufi in the city, and you're taking a poll, all of the women who are able of the age that they're Roy Lahoylid. So are most of the women Jewish, most of the women are not Jewish. So that's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's an arbitrary Ruba de Issa Kamon. Here you're talking about Ruba de Leisa Kamon. It's not normal that people put out an act, a boy and a girl come to town, they make believe that they're brother and sister for 30 days. And then the boy has an affair with the sister. And then we say, they're going to give you Malkus. Abolachos is Chai Malkus. Not Chai Misa, Chai Malkus. And he says, no, I was kidding, she's not my sister. So you don't believe him. Because Soklam is from Malach Hazokas. You give an Einish Malkus a Misa based on the Hazoka. Or if he said, this is Mr. and Mrs. Schechter. And then after a month of acting like Mr. and Mrs., then the woman has an affair with someone else. We say, we're going to give you Misa. She says, no, we were just making believe. We're not really married. So that's what the Gemara says. You give an Einish Soklam is from Malach Hazokas. So that's not a Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger than a Ruba de Issa Kamon. The Rambam says that you can only give Misa based on that's our Achrayim learned in the Rambam. You can only give Misa al Bishnayim Eidim al Shloshayim Yumas Ameis, two Eidim or anything above. If you have a Bira less, it's no good. So a Bira of Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's less. A Bira of Ruba de Leisa Kamon, that's good. So that's how the Shev Shmaitzer suggests that the Rambam meant to say Ruba de Issa Kamon is no good to give din in the first. Ruba de Leisa Kamon would be good. Hagor Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't like that. Why? Based on the Gemara Chulin in the first parak, the Gemara has a famous sugi. Minoha milsa dam rachmanan zil basaruba. The Gemara asks, how did the rabbis know? Where does it say in the Chumash that you go basarayf? The Gemara says, where does it say? It says in Parshas Mishpat macharam lahatas. The Gemara says, no, acharam lahatas is when there's a split vote in the Bezdin. And that's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. How do you know that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is acceptable? The Gemara works very hard. Gemara finally comes to the conclusion based on Mishnayos that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also good. But where does the Taka say in the Pasuk? So Rashi is not sure. So Rashi says either the Gemara came to the conclusion that even Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also included in the Pasuk, or maybe it's Allah al Moshe Messina. We're not sure. But the Gemara, the whole gist of the Gemara is Ruba de Leisa Kamon, that's a Pasuk. That for sure is good. Ruba de Leisa Kamon, we're not so convinced. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Ruba de Issa Kamon is better than Ruba de Leisa Kamon. That the pasuk goes on Dayanim, a split vote. That's Ruba de Issa Kamon. So the Shev Shmaitzer says, yeah, that's before the Gemara came to the conclusion that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is acceptable. Once you come to that conclusion, so everything's fakir. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger than Ruba de Issa Kamon. Ruba de Leisa Kamon is kachativ shaloylam. Most women are not islandists. And most women have babies after 9 months, not after 7 months. You're talking about tivish shaloylam. So once you come to the maskanas al-sugya in the first paragraph in Chulin, that both forms of roiv are good, so the Ruba de Leisa Kamon will be stronger than the Ruba de Issa Kamon. So again, the Shev Shmaitzer says like that. Once you come to the maskana, the Ruba de Leisa Kamon, you can give the nefashas, and the Ruba de Issa Kamon, you cannot. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna doesn't like that. He thinks that was never changed in the Gemara. The Gemara started off like that, it remains like that. The Ruba de Issa Kamon is stronger than Ruba, or they're equal. But to say the Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger than Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's against the whole gist of the sugi. So if you don't want to say that answer,
which one does he think is stronger?
Rabbi Yitzchak Hanna says when you read the sugi in Chulin, the Gemara says the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says Acharam Lahata is only talking about Ruba de Issa Kamon. How do you know that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also good? The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion we know from Mishnayos that the Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also good. You know, from the Mishnah by the islanders, you're not choshish that the girl is an islanders. You know, for other sources of Mishnahis, Ruba de Leisa Kamon is good. But even if they come to the maskana that it's good, it's not going to be superior to Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Either it'll be equal, or it'll be less. But it won't be. So Rashi's not sure whether Ruba de Leisa Kamon is also included in the same pasuk or no. Pasuk Racharim Lahatz only goes on Ruba de Leisa Kamon. And Ruba de Leisa Kamon is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So Rashi and Chulin has the two suggestions. He's not sure if he maskana. How do you know from the Chumash that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is acceptable? But to say Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan is not happy with the Shev Shmaitzer. In the yeshivas, everybody says like the Shev Shmaitzer. The Gemara's Havamina was that only Issa Kamon is good, Leisa Kamon is not good. Once you come to Maskana, they're both good. So Ruben Issa Kaman is better than Ruben Issa Kaman. You're not bound by the Havamina. You're not stuck forever with the Havamina. But Ruben Issa Kaman didn't like it. He thought, how can you say that Ruben Issa Kaman is superior? So if you're not going to say this yishuv, this suggestion of the Shev Shmaitze, that the Rambam only said Roiv is no good to administer Din in the Foshes, the Roiv of the women in the city, just taking a count of how many women there are who can have babies, that's a Rubat Issa Kaman. But a Rubat Issa Kaman, the Rambam would agree that it is good to give Din in the Foshes. If you're not going to accept that, so how can you farim for the Rambam? So the Sofnas Panech has a fascinating suggestion. He has one paragraph. He has the whole Dvar Torah. I remember many years ago, the Kurd was learning Sanhedrin. So how to say Yashir in Sanhedrin. So I was saying on this Gemara, and I worked out the Rambam, and then right before I was about to deliver the Chabura, I still was stuck with the last Kasha. So then I looked in desperation, the Tzofnas Meach, and I was stunned. He had my whole Shtikal Torah, everything, plus the Teretz on the third Kasha. He had the third part also. So he says the following. He thinks the Rambam agrees that Roiv is good to ascertain that the girl is not an islandess. That's a Mishnah. The Rambam only says Roiv is no good to ascertain that the person is Jewish. Because to become Jewish, that needs a Maisa. So either you're Maisa Geris, or your mother's, or your ancestors, someone had to do a Maisa Geris. So whenever you have to ascertain that a Maisa took place, so then the Roiv is no good. Whenever you're just ascertaining what the Metzia says, so then Roiv is good. So here, if you're trying to ascertain, is the woman an Eishes Ish? A man and a woman came to town. So if you're trying to ascertain, is it brother and sister? So that's good. Brother and sister is a natural thing. So if they act out for a whole month, they make believe that they're brother and sister, we assume that brother and sister shine. So that's like islanders, that's good. But if they're acting out for a month that they're married to each other, so marriage, you're not born married to anybody. You choose to get married. So they're trying to ascertain that a Maisa Kiddushin occurred. So according to the Rambam, if the Tzofnas Panech's suggestion is correct, whenever you're trying to ascertain that a Maisa occurred, you can't rely on a Roiv. So how come it's good by circle Masorf Malach HaZog Sedemin? So the Shev Shmaita said, that's a Ruba Dalesa Kaman, that's why it's good. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't like that answer. So the Tzofnas Panech gives a different answer. He says, when they lived together for a month, we assume they probably had the beer together. They're acting like a husband and a wife. So they're starting in the course of the month. If they're 85 years old, maybe they didn't have tashmish. But if they're young people, so Mistama in the course of the month. The wife, maybe was a needed part of the month. Mistama when she's not a needed, Mistama they were together. So we assume, even if they weren't married before, but now they're making believe that they are married, they claim that it's Mr. and Mrs., and Mistama they had tashmish. So we assume it's like hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi biyo. We assume that they had tashmish together, l'shem kiddushin, that they got married now under our eyes. It's not that Sokla Masorf Malach HaZok is the Ruba Deleisa Kamon, that they're acting out as if they're husband and wife. This is Mavar that a Kiddushin occurred sometime prior, sometime before they moved into town. No, maybe it did occur, and if it didn't occur, you can't rely on a Roiv to ascertain that a Maisa occurred. Even if it didn't occur, we assume he was just Mekadosh now, because they're living together Kederach Yishta V'Yishta. So normally Yishta V'Yishta have Tashmish, so that's Hein Hein Eri Yichud, Hein Hein Eri Biyam. That's a suggestion that the Raga Chove has. Very fascinating.
How about the case of Kuma? So when someone shoots one of 10 people, so if they're moving around, isn't that Mashmos that we do rely on the road to say he killed a Jew?
So that's what I want to talk about now. Exactly. Exactly. What was the case? Zorek Evan Lego. How does the Pasuk say? Towards the bottom of Tezvav and Aleph. The Gemara quoted the Pasuk, V'orav loy v'kom alov. So Reb Shimon, the Tanah Reb Shimon Bachoy understands, Achi iskaven loy, that if he's iskaven l'argazeh v'hargazeh, you're not chayif. And the Rambam Paskin is like Reb Shimon. But the Ravid thinks we should Paskin like the Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold iskaven l'argazeh v'hargazeh is chayif misa. So what is the mashmois of the extra word v'orav loy v'kom alov? The Gemara says, it tells you prat l'zorek evin l'go. So the Gemara says, what's the case? What's the case? So the Gemara says, you have nine Yisraelim, and one Nochri. So if not for the Pasuk of Kol Kavok and Matzah Matzah, and they're standing still. So if not for the Pasuk, I would have said, you go Basarab. So the odds are 9-1. What kind of a Rav is this? This is a plain Ruba Deisa, come on. The plain old Ruba Deisa, come on. The odds are 9-1. He says he's going to kill the first guy. So he said, oh, don't kill the first guy. The odds are 9-1. You're going to kill a Jew. And you'll be Chayef Misa. So it sounds from the Gemara, if not for this Pasuk, this Chidush de Gzeres HaKosov, Kol Kavok and Matzah Matzah Dami, I would have said that you go Basarav 9-1 to give Din in the Foshes. So the Pasuk tells me that there's no Rav, that it's called Kavok Amachza Machza Dami. That's the Pashup shot. But according to the Rambam claims, forget about Kol Kavua. Even if it is a Rav, he never administered Din in the Foshes, at least based on a Ruba de Issa Kamon, at least according to the Shev Shmaitza. The Rambam said you can't administer Din in the Foshes based on Ruba de Issa Kamon. So what's the Gemara talking about? If it's 9 Israelim and 1 Nochri, if not for the Pasuk, I would have thought that you go Basa Rav to give Din in the Foshes. How can it be? So the Rama must have understood the Gemara. No, not that we don't know. We don't know whether he killed the Yisrael or Nochri. When he's aiming the gun and he says, I want to shoot the first one, so the witnesses warn him, don't shoot. The odds are 9-1 that you're going to kill the Yisrael. So the assumption is that Hasra Sofik Lav Shmo Hasra. But the Gemara thought that go Basa Rav, that's called Hasra's Vadai. Then the Gemara says, no, since it's called Kavua, Kamachza, Machza, Domi, so it's called Hasra Sofik. Taisus raised the issue. So apparently the Rambam understood that the Gemara is working with the assumption Hasra Sofik, Lav Shma Hasra. So if it would have been, it is 9-1. So if you would have said it's 9-1, you would go Basa Rav to declare, if he never ascertained that he killed the Yisrael, he's just going to assume that he killed Yisrael based on the Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's what the Rambam sounds like. He says, you don't give a death penalty like that. To establish someone as Jewish based on a rav, you don't give the death penalty. But so it must be that we did ascertain that he killed the Yisrael of himself. We went across the street and we checked, and the one that he shot to death was the Yisrael. But the deal is, Asra Safik is no good. That's what Tosfos raises an issue. Asra Safik is a machleg zabiechna veishlokish, in the end of Makkos and in the end of Chulin. And the way the Rambam has the girsa, the Rambam Paskan Asra Sofik is good. The Rambam sounds like he says Asra Sofik is good. So how's he going to read this Gemara? So the Nadi Yehuda has a Kiddush. He wants to say that the Rambam splits. The Gemara has the Machlekes Asra Sofik both by Misa and by Malkus. The Gemara in the end of Malkus, Gemara in the end of Chulin is talking about Malkus. In the case that Tosfos quotes from Yibamus Kuf Aleph, Hikazeh v'chozeh v'hikazeh, the case that the Tosfos was a Sof Nefashos Lahokel and Tezvav Ben Aleph. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara Yivam Estav Kuf Aleph. That's what it says on the left-hand margin. Hikazeh v'chozeh v'hikazeh means like this. A woman got divorced from her first husband, Then she's supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries. In case she'll have a baby later, we want to know who's the father of the baby, but the first husband, second husband. She didn't wait 3 months, and she had a baby right away. We don't know whether the first husband is the father of the baby, it's a 9-month baby from the first husband, or it's a 7-month baby from the second husband. That's what the Gemara understood, that there are two kinds of pregnancies, a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month pregnancy. By Behemoth, we know there are two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 9-month pregnancy by Behemoth Gasa, and there's a 5-month pregnancy by Behemoth Daka. That's a different thing. But by human beings, there are two kinds of pregnancies. So that's what the Ritva says. And the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't know what this is all about. We never heard of such a thing. But that's what the Gemara talks about, such a thing. So the Gemara says over there, if the woman got divorced from the first husband, then she remarries right away. She has a baby. We don't know whether the baby is the son of the first husband or the second husband. So there's a dinner, Maka of Avim, and not allowed to hit anybody. Maka Adam Yisrael is an Aver. But Maka of Avim is Chayv Misa. So what's a din if he's about to slug one of the two, the first husband or the second husband, and the Edom say, don't hit him, he may turn out to be your father. And he says, I don't care, give me the death penalty, I don't care. So you don't give him the death penalty, it's a sofik nefashos lahakol. You don't give the death penalty. What if hikazeh because of hikazeh? He's about to hit the first one, they say, don't hit him, he may turn out to be your father. He says, I don't care, give me the death penalty, I don't care. Then he's about to hit the second one, so they say, don't hit him. For sure, he did the first one was your father, the second one is your father. He's angry at both of them. He's angry at why he was brought into the world. So he wants to slug his father. And he hits both of them. But he doesn't hit them both toch kedei dibra of each other. So each hasra, when he was about to hit the first one, about to hit the second one, each hasra was hasra safik. So the Gemara says that's a shaila whether hasra machlokes hatanoim, whether hasra safik shma hasra. So the Nadi Yehuda claims that the Rama made a pshar, that the Rama holds that by misa, the Rama never says beferish. The Rama holds by misa hasra safik is no good, and by malchus hasra safik is good. That's how the Nadi Yehuda wants to say. But the Pashtus is, the Rishami says, Beferish Natsa. Rishami says that the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish is by both Misa and Malkus, and where there's no room to split the Psak. So that's a problem over here. So the Pashtus Pshat is like this. If he shoots the first person and the Adam warn him, the odds are 9-1 is going to be Yisrael going to get the death penalty. We never ascertain whether he killed the Yisrael or Adachri, because the boat goes away. We never find out whom he killed. Then the Rambam would say he doesn't get it, and it's nothing to discuss. You can't give an Einish Misa based on a Ruba de Isa Kamon. That's out of the question. Hocham Askinon, we do ascertain Libesof. We do ascertain Libesof that he killed the Yisrael. The only Shaila was the Hasra. Was it a Hasra's Vada? Was it a Hasra's Safik? So if I would have said the odds are 9-1, so based on a Roiv, I would have declared that it's Hasra's Vada. The Rambam says you don't give din in the fashas based on a bira of the facts of a roiv. He's not talking bira of the facts of the case. He's saying, was the hasra asra's vaday? Was it asra's suffix? So if you go bus a roiv, it's called asra's vaday. But because they're all standing still in kol kavuk and machza machza dami, so that's why it's not a hasra's vaday. Because he can't, if they would have been moving, it would have not been a kavua, and the roiv would have ascertained, roiv would have established that it is a hasra's vaday. That's how the Rambam apparently learns. Tosfos does not learn like that. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that roiv is good to give einish misa not only ruba de isa kamon, even a bittel beroiv. Tosfos holds even bittel beroiv is enough. There's a Mishnah that says you have a few people locked up in prison and they all deserve skila, and then somehow everybody gets loose from their cell. And there's another, there were three people there, they all deserve skila. Then there's another guy who's innocent. And all four are mixed up, we don't know who's who. So the Mishnah says you can't give anybody any anish misa, because one of them is innocent. So Taisus asked Akashim, why don't you say bitl beroiv? Taisus clearly doesn't agree with the Ramban, that there's no bitl beroiv benatar by human beings. Yesterday he raised the Ramban. The Ramban holds that the Chavis Das understands, and the Ramban is not bitl beroiv by human beings. The Tosfos holds that that's not true. So Tosfos says, why don't you say, you should say bitl beroiv. So even bitl beroiv, also you give einish misa. That's a chiddush niflo. So the Rambam holds not only bitl beroiv, not even according to the simple pshat in the Rambam, even ruba de isa kamon also you don't give einish misa based on that. Only possibly a ruba de leisa kamon, according to the Shev Shmaitz, ruba de leisa kamon. But Tosfos can learn the Gemara Kibshuto, that if not for the Gzeres HaKosov of Kol Kavuk and Machza Machza Dami, you don't even have to ascertain later that he killed a Yisrael or a Nachri. We would have gone Basar Reif to say we give him the death penalty as a Mitzeach based on a Reif. The Reif is good even to give the Einish Misa. Like the Reif had read, the simple reading in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach Tes. You do go Basar Reif all the time to administer an Einish Misa. What does the Gemara say? Kol kavur kamachza machza dami. And if it would have been machza machza, what if it would have been five Yisraelim and five Nochrim? So that the Gemara says that's sofik. That's it. And he wants to shoot the first one, and the Edom say, "Don't shoot him. Don't kill him. He may turn out to be the Yisrael." And it's 50-50 chance. It's 5-5. So then the Gemara says that for sure you don't give an einish misa. That would be a hasra sofik. For sure you don't give an einish misa. So that halacha of suffering the Pashas Laka, what is that based on? So here is a new interesting topic. Rashi writes three lines from the bottom of Tezvav and Aleph. Suffering the Pashas Laka is based on his Gzeres HaKasuv, the Hitzila Hu'eda. That's the pasuk that the Gemara quoted there. We started off talking about that. Hitzila Hu'eda means you have to bend over backwards. The darshan, the psukim, always lahakel. And the procedure of the bezin should always be bending over backwards, lahakel. The Rashi says suffering the Pashas Lachil is also learned out from that pasuk. It's Ilu Eidah, whenever there's a suffering the Pashas, you go Lachil. So on this Rashi, there's a Tosfos in Cheskes Habatim and Bava Basra, Daf Nun, Omid Beis. You would be able to come upon this on your own, because it says on the line, suffering the Pashas Lachil, In the right-hand margin, it says Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Tes, the same phrase appears, and then it says Visham Nisman. And there in Masoras HaShas, there'll be a list of where else this phrase appears in the Gemara, Sof in the Parshat Lachah. So they tell you, Bava Basra, Nun Amar Beis. So on Bava Basra, Nun Amar Beis, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam on that daf. The Rashbam took over for Rashi there on Bava Basra. It's really the Rashi over here. So the Rashbam there says the same as Rashi. The Rashbam was older than the Rabbeinu Tam. They were brothers. Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy when Rashi died, so he never learned with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam learned with Rashi. So he usually follows Rashi. Rashbam usually follows Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam often disagrees with Rashi. So the Rashbam there says the same as Rashi over here, that Sof in the Parshas Lahakel is based on Exeris HaKosov, Vehitzilahu Eidna. So Taisus says, that's utterly ridiculous. If there's a Sofing Mamayna Lakula, Hamoytze Machaber Olav Arai. So you need a Pasuk to say that you don't give the death penalty when there's a Sof in the Parshas. Why do you don't give? It's a Sofing Lasiritzach. What's the Havamina? What do you need a Pasuk for? So in Yeshivas, they say that the Pshat probably is that Rashi holds, you have a pasuk that says that it's a p'tur b'toras vadai, not just a p'tur b'toras sofik. Sofik nefashas lahokil. You see, we said, hamoitza machabera olav haraya, the Gemara said is a svara. We discussed it, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Dafna Vavim, he says, how do you know there's a din about moitza machabera olav haraya? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Mi baldram yikash alayim yakash right. Then the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't that common sense? I would say, am I on? The Gemara says, no, the pasuk goes on something else. So we mentioned that the Pnei Yeshua writes in Gittin, that's only the first round in the Gemara. But once you learn other Gemaras, so you see that Amoetz Mechavei Olav Arai must be Exeris HaKosov. So one of the other Gemaras is Tokfah Kayin. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Davov, says that Amoetz Mechavei Olav Arai is not only B'Torah Sofik, I have a right to hold on to the Mammon. I can keep the Mammon B'Torah Svadai. Now, if I'll be Mekadosh and Isha with the mom, she'll be Mekadosh and Zvatai. It won't be a Sofik whether she's Mekadosh. And Asfekis Nechnosim Ledir Lehisaser. So to say that Amoetze Machavel of Haraya is Betoris Vatai, we're Machriya the Sofik with Toris Vatai. For that, you certainly need Xeris Akos. That you would know on your own. So Tosis Tainan Zarashi on the Rashbam, why does he need Xeris Akos? The Sofik Nechashis Lehokel, you don't give. You don't administer the death penalty? Of course not. It's a Sofik L'Sirtzach. So the answer is, once you have a Pasuk, it's a P'tur B'Toras Vadai, not just B'Toras Sofik. What do you gain by elevating it to the level? By Mominus, you gain something. You say, Amotze Mechel of Arayi, the Momin belongs to me B'Toras Vadai, not B'Toras Sofik, and Mafresh Maisa Behema, the Gemara says there. Asfekas Nechnasa Nadir Hisaser, Fi Mekadosh Anisha, shall be Mekadosh Vadai. What do you gain by saying that Sofik Nefashis Lahokel is a p'tur b'toras vadai, not b'toras sofik? So the Prima Godim in Hilchah Shabbos discusses this. So he says, "Ulchapan afkamina for komlei b'derabminei." Let's say komlei b'derabminei applies even bizman hazeh, even though if a person simultaneously does an aver for which he's chayv misa and he makes a hezek, which is chayv mamon, so not only bizman that they actually administered misa's bezdin is there a din that he's potter from the mamon. Even Chayim Misa Shoigigim, that's Tana de Bechiske. Even Chayim Misa Shoigigim is also Pturim Menat Hashlumim. And even Bizmanazev also, that no one, you can't administer any Dim Nefashis at all Bizmanazev. There's no Sanhedrin, there's no Mizbeach Banan, there's no Kohanim, Makru Karbanas. Gemara says you can only administer Misa's Bezdin, Bizman that there's a Kohen Oivet. You have a Kohanim, Makru Karbanas. Bizmanazev is not Bizamig, there's no Kohanim Oivet, so there's no Din Nefashis. So there's still a Din of Kam Levi de Rabbani. Like Chayvim Misa Shogigim. So what if a person does an Aveira simultaneously with a Hezek, and the Aveira is such that it's a Sofik if he's Chayiv Misa or not? So Lemaisa, you won't be able to give a Misa, but it's a Sofik, maybe he is Chayiv Misa. So it's a Sofik Mamana Lakula. So he doesn't have to pay. If there's a Sofik, whether you apply Kamla with the Rabminei, so Misofik, you would say he's Potter from Misa Misofik, but he's Potter from the Mamana Misofik. Maybe he is Chayv Misa. But once you say that you have Xeris HaKosuv of Hitzil Ho'edo, that the Sog Nefashas Lachal is a Ptur B'Toras Vadai, so it's like by Didi Mamanis, you say, Amoetz Mechavel of Harayi, it's B'Toras Vadai that it belongs to me. So if the Ptur Misa, whenever there's a Sofik, it's a Ptur B'Toras Vadai, then you would pay the Maman. Then you would have to pay the Maman. You wouldn't say It's a suffix. Maybe he's chayiv misa, maybe he's not chayiv misa. So therefore, misafik, he doesn't have to pay the mamon. No, if suffik nefashos lakol is a ptur b'taras vaday, so then they wouldn't apply any kam levi the rab minute. Shaila, what if you have a suffik nefashos by behema? Sometimes you have a shor on this call, shor is chayiv misa. So the hitzil hu'eda doesn't apply to behemas. So there's a long discussion about this based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. How far you go with this? Tell the Bechizkia that what? That you always say, come with that? Bem Shegi, Bem Amazed, yeah. No. No, but if he did something that the Torah's Vada, he's not Chayim Misa. The Aver is not counted as an Aver. There is not Chayim Misa. No, there is not Chayim Misa because B'shoigig Ba'ainis, it's a different thing. But here, if there's a suffix, whether there's a Chayim Misa. So if it's a Ptur B'Torah's Vada, it means that there's no Aver here. There's no Aver. Even theoretically, there's no Misa. If you have a suffix, what the din is? Let's say there's a suffix if it's a Rishus Aram Deraisa. So if it's not Rishus Aram Deraisa, there's no Haitzoi, didn't do any Malacha at all. Het the Gama on the level of Deraisa. It's not the same as Chavi Misu Shoigigim. Chavi Misu Shoigigim, you need a Kapar for an Aver B'Shoigigim. But if it's a suffix, if it's a case, it's a Sveik of the Dina, then it's Mamish nothing.
Mm-hmm. Why would a suffix shranistot be potter? Either whether you say it's vitzilohed or if you say that it's suffix or setzach, it should be
potter. Because it's a pasuk, kemisa sabana kach misa shor. So the shad is, how did that carry over? How does it carry on? So it's a sugi in Sanhedrin about the shor. And this called shenisar b'acherim. What would the din be? There used to be a dayan in London by the name Dayan Grosna. So he has a whole writer about this in his sefer. Very good, Vater. Okay, these are fascinating dinim. Yeah. We didn't do the Gemara, the last line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis going over to Udala. Unfortunately, these are very common shilas. You have an Eishes Ish has a baby, and it's not clear whether it's from a husband or from someone else. And we know that before she got married, she was in love with the other guy. And we know she has an ongoing affair with the other guy. Tosis introduces Daima Mayama. Is it known that she has a crush on the other guy? So these shaylas come up, unfortunately, very often. And to what extent is the mother Nemenis? It's not so clear. Not so clear. So the Gemara has very small part of the stories here. And then Tosis quotes from the other Gemaras that a bigger chunk of the story is in Kiddushin, the other Masechtas. Yeah. So what does the Gemara have? The last line over here. The last line of Yud Gimel Beis Hahu, once upon a time, Oris Bar Risoso, a couple had Erisin. Erisin, Menatoris, Muta, Lova, Lishta, Bat, Midirabonon, Arusa, Asura, Labaila. Arusa, Asura, Labaila. Habola, Risoso, is an Issa, Dirabonon. So, she had a baby. Arusa, a miracle. Arusa had a baby. So, she claims that she had an affair with her husband. They violated the Din, Dirabonon. She had tashmish with her husband. He's the father of the baby. Today we can test by DNA, we can test by blood type, but in the days of the Gemara, they had no way to ascertain. So they came to Rav Yosef. He amra mine. She says, I became pregnant from him, my husband, my oris. Who I met, and yes, minoi. I am the father of the baby. He says, yeah, they were living together, but Yisa, they weren't supposed to be living together, they were. So Rav Yosef, paskin, lemai nechishla, what are you going to say? It's a suffix whether the child is a mamza, because maybe just like she was mezana, that's how the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Maybe just like she was mezana the iser with her husband, because our resosay, bala resosay is an iser. So maybe just like she violated this, she's a putz. Maybe she was living with other people also. Maybe she was sleeping with other people also. So you don't know who the father of the baby is. So in our Gemara, the Gemara says the oris says he's the father, and Arusa says right. So Amrav Yosef lemai nechushla. What is there? What are you going to say? There's an issue on the vlad, whether the vlad is a suffix mamzer. Did she become pregnant from someone else? Chara, number one, of komoida. The husband is moida. He says, I'm the father of the baby. He knows. They were living together. He owed. Number two, Amar Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel, Aloche, Rabbi Gamliel. He passed like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. that whenever the hoysim uberes and the man the machshebo machshebibito, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Lazar, that the mother is the menace not only on her own status, that she's not nivul the pasula, she's the menace on the status of the child also, even though the child never had a chazaka. From day number one, when Abi's born, is going to be a sofik. So we pass, and the mother has the menace even on the vlad. Because the way he said from the Magen Mishnah, the worst it could be is the vlad is going to be a sofik mamzer, not going to be a vaday mamzer. Sofik mamzer is only awesome with the rabbanon. So hey mama, hey mama, since the whole prohibition of sofik mamzer is only with the rabbanon, so they said that the mother should be the menace. That's a deal. Dying grosnas in his tshuva, he has several tshuvas. The shadis came up more than once. There are several tshuvas. So in one of the tshuvas he has the following story. The mother is not alive anymore, and the aunt of the child says, I know for a fact that her sister was mezana with a goy. And she says she is inso the vlad is a mamza, unless akam abo abas Yisrael, so the child is not a mamza even if she's an eshesish. That's the Gemara's maskana. Akam v'yavet abo abas Yisrael, even if she's an eshesish, the vlad is not a mamza. So what's the din? It says in Ebenezer, simen dalet, that's the simen about mamzer. What's the din? A girl is married and her husband went away, he's in Iraq for the last 5 years. And all of a sudden she has a baby. The husband didn't come back, he didn't fly back on a with a shame on Farish or anything. He wasn't here. So she became pregnant from somebody else. So the child is going to be a mamzer. So the woman says, no, I had an affair with a goy. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, she's the menace to say, I had an affair with a goy or an eved, and therefore the vlad is kosher. If she wouldn't say one way or the other, you would probably say, depends on rife people in the city. Okay. But she says she had an affair with a goy. So here the story is, the mother died. Mother had a daughter, and the mother was previously married, and then says Shaila whether the child is a mamzer or not. So the mother's sister says, I know for a fact that my sister had an affair with a goy, and this my sister told me this is the baby that she had with the goy. So the Shaila was, when it says in Ebenezer, and the Mechaber quotes the din, that the Eshesish is the menace to be machsha the vlad, if she says, the la'akum nevalti, she had an affair with a goy, is that only the mother, b'toris nemanus of the mother? Or did they say it, eidecha nemen b'isur? Did they say any eidecha? So it's interesting. This dying Grosnas lived in London. He learned in Radin, the same time as Rabbi Gerelich, same time as all the rabbis that we had here in the yeshiva. He learned in by the Chafetz Chaim. He was a Levi, he used to pour, he said the Chafetz Chaim liked him. He used to pour the water on the Chafetz Chaim's hands when he had a duchen. So London is not so far from Yerushalayim. So every so often, when he would go visit Eretz Yisrael, had children there, so he used to go ask Shadlis of Rav Elva LeSoloveitchik. So this Shadlis of Rav Elva LeSoloveitchik, what's the din in this case? When it says in the Mishnah, the mother is the menace to be Machshel Vlad, is that only the mother? Special, because there is a din, the father is Neman. Father has his, as Abchor ben Asnoa Yakir. So the Gemara learns out, Yakir Yakir Ein Alachem, the father's nemah to say B'ni Zeh Mamzer. Special nemahs that the father has. The mother doesn't have nemahs on the level of the Raisis. So maybe this Mishnah means to say that in this instance they gave the mother nemahs B'toris mother. And maybe it means no. B'toris Eidechad Nemah B'Surim. It should really have been considered, really should have been on the level of the Raisis. It should have been Mamzer, should have been a Dovah Shebi'er because it's a personal status. To say whether a woman is a zayna or a grusha or a halala or a mamza should really be to say yes mamza no mamza should have been a davar shebi'er, but since the worst it's going to be is a suffolk mamza, it's not going to be a vaday mamza, so maybe they said eidechad nemen b'surim. So that was the shaila that he had. So he writes that he visited Yerushalayim, yes, Rav Elva LeSoloveitchik, and after considering it he said you got a good shaila. Our shaila is a good shaila. Then he started to research it a little bit. He found the Chazon Ish as the suffolk. Is this nemanus in the Mishnah? Daf Yudala the Manalef. Where's the Mishnah? Daf Yigimla Manalef. Is it nemanus b'toris mother? So the mother's sister would not be nemanus. Or do you say no? It's nemanus b'toris eidechad nemen b'surim. So anybody would be neman lahakal in this case. Only yourself in nam. So he has a longer tshuva, but comes out lachumra. Yeah. So in this case in the Gemara, Sir Rabbi Yosef Paskins. The child is not a mamzer. First of all, the husband and the wife both say the same thing. He's moida, minoy. He says he's the father of the child. So they know better than anybody else. But, yo, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. You don't even need that the orders should be moida. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Let the mothers and the men to say that the vlad is a kosher.
Isn't that only in order to say the kosher and the alfi is all the time in the bustle in the
alfi? Yeah.
So if she comes and says, I have a nivola to a goy, isn't that saying the bustle in the alfi?
She's saying to be machshir the vlad.
So she,
the Shulchan Aruch says you do believe it. No, you believe it to say that she's becheskas kashrus. She says I didn't become nivul al apostle b'sal al kosher nivalti. So you believe it to be mekel on herself. You believe it to say the child is not a mamzer. So here also, believe it to say the child is not a mamzer that she had an affair with a guy. Lahakel, lahakel, you believe her. So that was the Shaila. What if she's not alive? What if her sister comes? Is it Betorah's mother? Special Neman is Betorah's mother. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist. There is no special Neman to the mother. Should have been the mother, should have been more Neman than the father. She knows better than the husband. But that's the Xeris Aksav. The Neman is only on the father, not on the mother. There was an incident here in the yeshiva years ago, over 40 years ago. A student. There was a boy here in the yeshiva, and his mother called him up that his uncle died, his father's brother died, he should come attend the funeral. He goes to the funeral, so at the cemetery, the mother whispers to him, this man is your father, this man who died, your father, my husband's brother was really your father. She had an affair with her brother-in-law, so she's telling the son that he's a mamzer. She was an eshishishish incident, telling the son he's a mamzer. So the kid came back to the yeshiva. He was all shaken up, so he asked his Rebbe, what is he doing? Mother just told me he's a mamzer. So the din is that the mother is not in the menace to say that the child is not. Pasu yakir, only on the father, not on the mother. Unless he's so convinced that the mother, there's a concept of kimli begave milsini, it's a gemara later in Ksubis. If I know for sure my mother would never tell me a lie. So they told me, you don't have to believe in the mother if you don't have to. If you think that it may not be true, if you're fully convinced your mother would never tell you a lie, that's okay. So you know she's telling you the truth. So he said he wouldn't. He's not so convinced that his mother would never tell him a lie, even though it's such an embarrassing story.
That's similar to Shabi Yashin.
Yeah. If I myself say, I know that I'm a mamzer, that's Shabi Anafshe. If I know my mother would never tell me a lie, so that's Shabi Anafshe, Chaticha Disur. Yeah. Shal Nafsha is sometimes Levi Deh Maris Nafsha. I know better than anybody else. I know the facts. Here, I don't know the facts. I know my mother would never tell me a lie. So that's an extension of Shaviyan Nafsha Chatiha Disa. But that's only if the child really says, the mother would never tell me a lie. So Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. And he often disagreed with his Rebbe. So here also, he's Omale Abai. So Abai challenges Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Paskin, she's child is not a mamzer based on two separate considerations, two independent considerations. Number one, the hokamoida, the oris and narusa, they both say the same thing, that the child is not a mamzer. Minoi, I'm the father of the child. And secondly, because the din is like Rabbi Gamliel. Frekt abai, omlai abaye, to Rabbi Yosef, he challenges his psak. Ubaho, in this case, kilo moida, you're saying two independent reasons. One reason because Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Gamliel, the other reason is come moida. And the reason that you paskens like Rabbi Gamliel can stand alone without him being moida, he says it's not correct. Yes, the makashe v'chiloi moida if the oris would not have admitted. Would have been makashe Rabbi Gamliel. It's not true. Omale Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah, Shinino, the din is like Rabbi Gamliel, b'di'evet, but Hatridah shouldn't paskens like that. Adika rov k'sher metzlo, v'hocha by the arusa, it's rov psula metzlo. She's only allowed to live with her own oris, with her own husband. All the other people in the city are rasatar. She's an eshesish. So how can you say over here, the din is like Rabbi Gamliel, but lachatchili you have to have a right share in Metzla. So Rabbi Yosef answers, no, but that statement itself that Shmuel said is a contradiction in Eibet. First you say, halachic Rabbi Gamliel, that she's the menace. Then you say you shouldn't pass on like that unless you have a right share in Metzla. So it's a... it's a contradiction, maybe. So the answer obviously is Ella. What's the answer? Ella, the answer is Ma'islach leMeimar. Holachatchila haBidiyevid. Lachatchila we machma yaptab roiv chair metzla. Bidiyevid we would be mekel the woman is the menis. And here you're talking about a baby. You're going to declare the baby is a suffix mamzer. And the baby being a suffix mamzer, that's called b'riyev. Just like if the woman is already married to the kohen, you don't tell her she has to get divorced. That's b'riyev. If she didn't marry the kohen yet, then we tell her, if it wasn't roik sherem etzla, don't marry the kohen. We would say she's ain't in the menis. But if she already married the kohen, to tell her to get divorced, this is b'riyev. So when the baby is born already, that's also b'riyev. So that's what Rav Yosef defends himself. Yes. Two independent explanations why the Vlad is not a mamzer. One is because the father and the mother both say, the husband and wife both say minoy, both say the same. And secondly, even if the father wouldn't be here, the father would have died already, the mother is nemenis over here. Because this is b'di'evit, and b'di'evit that didn't is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you only need rov k'sheir metz. Fine.
Is there a reason Rashi says that because the they would have to
divorce? Right. That would be b'di'evit.
Well, why can't we just say, like, yeah, but it's b'di'evit instead of
generally
non-b'di'evit?
What?
Why does Rashi say that? Why doesn't he just say, because of b'di'evit, sort of, the child's already here?
Our case, yeah, our case. He's talking a case where there is no child. A rule that Beres, a rule that she had an affair with someone.
No, so I think he's talking about that in this case.
Hanami k'di'evit, sh'nisabra, v'atabar lipso ha'uber. The next Rashi, when you're talking about the Vlad, that's always b'di'evit. When there is no Vlad, you're talking about the couple. So we're talking about the couple. Is she allowed to marry a kohen if she comes and asks her shayla? Or the kohen asks her shayla, is he allowed to marry her? So lechatchila we say no, unless you have a rov k'sherim. But if she already married a kohen, she didn't ask her shayla, she already married a kohen. The issue is whether they have to get divorced. So that's b'di'evit. But ho nami, there's a Vlad over here. So the Vlad is always b'di'evit. The previous Rashi's take, ho lechatchila b'di'evit. Chatchil means if she didn't marry a kohen yet, b'di'evit, she did marry a kohen. But in our case, she already had a baby, so this is b'di'evit, a baby is b'di'evit.
Yeah, but Rashi finishes by,
I'm going to
say the reason is.
Oh, Matziah Mibad, the last two words in Rashi. Yeah. Is b'di'evit for the Vlad also? I don't think that's the crucial two words in the Rashi. Crucial two words, she already had a baby. Already had a baby, that's already b'di'evit. Having a baby is already b'di'evit, even if there's not an issue. I mean, they're getting divorced anyway. Let's say they don't like each other, getting divorced anyway. And the Vlad itself, that's a shame b'di'evit. Yeah. Shasatcha k'di'evit domi. We have a klal. A lot of times, on the level of the Raisel, when you have a shasatcha, be allowed l'chatchil, but usually it's only permissible b'di'evit. Shasatcha k'di'evit domi. Then the Gemara has the kasha that we spoke about 2 days ago. Isn't there a contradiction between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel? Here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel is Meikel, Rabbi Yeshua is Machmeir, and there by the Issa Salman, it's Punk Fakir. It's the identical issue. There's a suffix whether the woman is Nivel or Lapasla Psala. There by Amana Sisa, was she Nivel to a Cholo? Here we're not sure. Maybe she was Nivel to a Goy. Maybe she was Nivel to a Chavi Krisis. So here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, you rely on the Har Cheskas Kashrus, you Meikel, based on the Cheskas Kashrus, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't rely on Cheskas Kashrus. And there is Fakir. So the Gemara first gives one answer, then the Gemara gives the more correct answer. Rabbi Gamliel, there's no steer. Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah is not Meikel based on Cheskas Kashrus alone. He's either Meikel based on the Nemanus of the woman, or Tzirup between Cheskas Kashrus and the Nemanus of the woman. He does with the 2 days. Rabbi Gamliel's Machshebo is Machshebe Bito. So that was Machlek Zabiach and Rabbi Lozer, the Talmud. So Rabbi Lozer, we don't pass like Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer, the Talmud says, because there's no cheskas kashrus on the Vlad. The Vlad from the first moment that it was born was besofik, no cheskas kashrus. So he obviously, Rabbi Lazar obviously thinks that the kula in the Mishnah is based on cheskas kashrus. So doesn't it contradict the other case? He answers, no, Rabbi Gamliel needs bari plus cheskas kashrus. The manus of the mother plus the cheskas kashrus accomplishes the shaila. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Man the machshaba machshabe bito. So that's the question. Is that because Cheskas came a Hanyel of Vlad? So even according to Rabbi Yechanan, you have a tziruf of the Nemonis of the mother plus the Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus and the mother Mahanyel of Vlad. Oh no, Cheskas ain't la Mahanyel of Vlad at all, and it's only based on the Nemonis of the Yem. So that was a Machloikus of Rishonim. He had the Tesis Chavav and the Beis, had a discussion with Rashi. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, Chesk, that Man the Machshabah, Machshabah Bito. Why is that? That it's all based on the Nemonis of the Yem? You don't need any cheskas kashrus at all. No, cheskas ain't mahanyel of lad. Either sometimes or always. Maybe Rashi only if the mother is bala fanein elidon. If there's not bala fanein elidon, cheskas ain't won't help. But is it based, is Rabbi Gamliel Shita based on a tzirif of Cheskas Kashus plus Nemonis, or only based on Nemonis? Rabbi Loza holds Beferish, Cheskasim lo mahanyel of Lad, and is based on a tzirif of Nemonis of the mother, because Rabbi Gamliel is only made called Bebori, by Almanis he says Shema. So there is no Nemonis of the woman. So Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Gamliel's Kula, that we pass like, is based on a tzirif of Cheskas Ha'ein, which the blood doesn't have, plus Nemonis of the Ein. And we don't pass like Rabbi Loza, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. So that's the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rabbi Yechon, is it based on a tzirif also? And Cheskas Ha'ein is Mahanil of blood? Oh no, it's only based on Nemonis. You don't need a tzirif of Nemonis plus Chazal. So that's the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, and Chavavon of days. And then the Stira and Rabbi Yeshua, what do you do with the Stira? The Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, is Machmeir, even though she says a tainus bari, and yet by Amanasisa, the Mishnah in Adius, Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel, with a tainus shema, Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel. The Gemara says, no, this is Chodesh Sveka, there it's Trace Sveka. So we discussed yesterday, what does it mean Trace Sveka? So the Gemara, later, first the Gemara calls it Trace Sveka, then the Gemara calls it Svek Sveka. So we had the three Pshatim. So the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim said it literally means Svek Sveka. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it says that Rabbi Yechonah and Zakkai Paskin, you can't be Mekel, means you're not even Mekel and a Svek Sveka, a real Svek Sveka. And the Rabbeinu Tam also learned that it's a real Svek Sveka. Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is a Svek Sveka. So if the Gech is a real bona fide Svek Sveka. And we Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, when my loss of Yechonah, we're not Mekel in a Svek Sveka. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is not talking about a Svek Sveka. If it would be a real Svek Sveka, there would be room to be Mekel. And we explained, even if one will adopt the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, that the word Issa is a description of the family. It's not a description of a person. Issa means you throw in a lot of ingredients. So it's a family with a lot of people. You can adopt the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the Gemara, leaving out the Rabbeinu Tam's own shita, that that's a bona fide Svek Sveka. We hold the Yeridea, Sofikech, Beguf, Sechab, Tarubis is not a Svek Sveka. So we would paskin, when you have a real Svek Sveka, we would be Mekel. We would be Mekel. I'm Amzeris and I'm Nibel and Apostle of Sola also. Okay. Very good. Okay, Billy, I think I probably will not be here tomorrow. But I plan